State leaders are trying to prepare for a budget gap as big as $18 billion. First, they told agencies to prepare 5% cuts to their budgets. Then they said, tell us how you could shave off another 10%. People who advocate for community colleges say that's cutting to the bone.
I feel numb, actually. These cuts could not come at a worse time.
Ray Garcia is president of the Texas Association of Community Colleges.
In hard numbers, it means another reduction of about $170 million. In reality, it means a lot more than that, because those reductions are coming at a time when we're seeing record enrollment growth.
For Austin Community College, that growth in enrollment amounted to 28% since fall 2008, according to Ben Farrell. He's ACC's executive vice president for finance.
The perfect storm is when enrollment's going up quickly and appropriations are going down. And typically, it's not unusual to see those two things together. Because, you know, when employment gets iffy for people, then they tend to come back to college for retraining or more education.
That perfect storm is expected to slash another $5 million from ACC's budget. Farrell says the college wants to avoid layoffs and maintain student services.
So we've cut back on the amount of money we're spending on facilities and, you know, equipment, things of that nature that can be cut back temporarily.
Community college leaders across Texas are also concerned over possible cuts to the state's $1 billion student financial aid program. It was spared from the first round of 5% cuts, but there's no guarantee it will be exempted again. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.